Sophia Talk Show with conservative guests from the White House and D.C. talking heads. Call in to be part of the conversation with Steve-O and Sophia at 888-329-3306. Now sit back and let's talk politics.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her
today. Good morning, Philadelphia, and welcome to the Steve-O and Sophia Show. Wow, do we have a show today. Today's a show that if you're listening to it and you're on your way to work, you're not wanting to get out of your car. You're not going to want to miss anything. And we're waiting for Sophia to join us. She'll be with us any minute. Something is going on. Now, I have friends of mine who are pro-Trump, and I have friends that are against Trump. And they all tell me that Trump isn't going to come back. I don't want you to think that's what I'm saying. But something is going on. And I'm going to tell you all the reasons why I think something is getting ready to happen. Something big. Now, I hope most of you know that Mike Lindell is doing a symposium August 10th, 11th, and 12th. If you want to hear him speak, you can either go to OAN, One American News, you can go to Newsmax, or you can go to his website, which is frankspeech.com. Not Frank's, plural, but frankspeech.com. He is going to unveil all the proof showing that the election was fraudulent. He's going to show you the proof that President Trump actually won. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of non-believers out there. So Mike Lindell is backing this up with an offer of $5 million to anyone who can prove his evidence is wrong. He's invited CNN, he's invited MSNBC, he's invited congressmen, senators, he's invited a lot of people. And it's come one, come all, come prove my evidence wrong. But he's going to show all the evidence he has acquired that President Trump won. Now, I'm not saying President Trump is going to be coming back, but there's so much evidence that the courts are going to have to take this up. Good morning, Sophia.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm good. I was just telling everybody something is getting ready to happen, and today's show is I'm going to tell you why. And I was just telling everybody that, you know, there's this big symposium on, it's August, I think it's 11th, 12th, and 13th, that it's going to be running 24 hours a day, so you won't miss anything. And it's going to show proof that President Trump won, including Pennsylvania. Also, the EAS test for the entire country is also going to be on the 11th. Friends of mine in the radio world have told me they have never received so many EAS messages before it's happened.
What is the EAS?
That's where the emergency broadcast system.
I see.
You know, also, we've forgotten about it. Julian Assange goes to court next week.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I've been following Patrick Byrne, our friend Patrick Byrne, you know, on locals.com, and the evidence is overwhelming. Now, he mentioned yesterday that about 20 states are looking into an audit. Of course, you know, the opposition is not going to go without a fight. It's never a straight road. So I know I spoke to another friend yesterday, and she says, I'm so disappointed every time they're ready to announce it. You know, I'm tired. They are not coming up with the announcement. Well, it's natural. It's never a straight line. Don't expect the other side to just roll over and surrender.
Right.
So they'll fight it. There'll be misinformation. There'll be... It's a tough road. That's why when they certified the results, we were all heartbroken, because it's very tough. And we're not saying that anything will happen, but it's a good thing that people are aware that there was abandoned. There was election fraud at all levels. Actually, there was fraud where the paper was faulty. There were wrong people who were not registered voted, people who double registered. The absentee ballots were never mailed out, and they were never even folded. They don't know if you have the crease. There was irregularities in every different level. Dead people voted, people who would, you know, it was just an abundance of irregularities. Let me put it like this, or fraud, whichever way you want to put it. Then the Dominion yesterday sent a letter, and they refused to surrender the hard drive
in
Arizona and everything else. So don't expect this to be a straight road ahead, not one without plenty of landmines and fireworks. Now, but what is really bad now is that you can't stop people from questioning the result of the election. When you see the declining polls that President Biden is getting,
yes,
we see the drop, 10% drop from June to July. I never believed his June numbers, and I still don't believe his July numbers. Because let me put it like this: let's say you voted for Mr. Biden, right? The overwhelming feeling is somebody, whoever is making decisions, whoever is sitting in the White House, does not have America first in mind. And unless you're getting paid to not think America first, I think whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, or you don't even care, you still want this country to be number one. And the other thing is, if our country is so bad, how come all of these people are dying to come in this country? Or show me a better country, for lack of better argument. Show me a country where would you rather live and not here. Now, his failure to really put America first. Why would you invite the United Nations? Why would you invite Cuba and China and Russia to investigate United States on white supremacy? Why would you do this? Why would you not call an investigation on China on the origins of this CCP virus? Yes. We saw the report that was released yesterday by the Senate, right? The GOP Senate. Why wouldn't you help Cuba? We live in Florida, you and I, and our listeners will probably have seen the demonstrations in Cuba. And President Biden, for all that he's touting for democracy and equality and everything else, he missed his chance to provide the Cuban people, not with an army, with just internet.
Yes.
So the whole world will see their struggle. Our Cuban brothers and sisters live on $20 salary a month, whether you're a doctor, an attorney, or whatever you are, $20 a month. And let me tell you, they have to import everything from fuel to concrete to steel to everything. So why wouldn't you provide just plain internet for these people, so the whole world will see their struggles. So he failed majorly there. And then the message that comes from the CDC now, I mean, there is an op-ed article on Wall Street Journal today that say that the mandate about masks really distorts the message about vaccinations. They politicized the vaccine and now we're suffering the consequences. They should have never politicized the vaccine. And I don't care if you like Donald Trump or not, if you like his hairstyle, his speech style or anything else, you cannot say that you cannot miss the press conferences, the one in length, and he answered every single question. And he had a panel of experts and people trying to answer every question. Now we got a mask mandate. We got a kind of state of emergency again on COVID. We see the cases spike and we're not getting any data, no real data, no real scientific data. You right. don't get the doctors to present any data. Nobody. And when they ask Jen Psaki, says, why do you need the numbers? Of course we need the numbers. We're not stupid, okay? We're not the damn assholes that just pay taxes so we can pay your salaries and your security. We can make our own mind. Give us the data and we'll make, you don't politicize the vaccines. You give us the data and we'll take account and make an informed decision based on the risk. Nobody wants to be vaccinated. Who wants to get an injection, right? I didn't want to, but I took the vaccine because the benefit outweighs the risk because you don't want to get sick. So give people the real truth, give them the numbers. Tell them if you don't know, tell them that the science, tell them you have medicine to fight this. Tell them not to stay home, to seek for medical attention when they right. need it. Give them the information. Don't politicize it. Don't say, oh, you have to wear a mask. What is this? What are we, toddlers? You don't even, if you're around kids, you have to explain to them. You don't even tell your kids, you just have to do this because I said so. No, that doesn't work anymore.
Sophie, what do you think is going to happen? Because they're already talking about it, about a new lockdown. What are people going to do?
I don't know, to be honest with you. They are, all I'm saying is they are trying to, if they don't create a crisis, they won't be able to pass this massive social infrastructure bill, okay? They create a crisis in order to pass their political agenda. And at this point, the people can see through it. So let's assume that we do have a crisis again with COVID. Let's say we do have a real problem in our hands. Would you, if you know you'll be facing a crisis, and if it is not with the Delta variant down the road with something else, would you go out and spend all your money and even money you don't have? Wouldn't you keep some reserves for a rainy day? I mean, for the worst to come? Do you think that's totally, Steve, are you still there?
Yes.
Do you still, that is still unreasonable? I mean, to save a little bit of our energy, a little bit of our money for the worst that might be coming? Would you stop the pipeline? Would you keep people face the inflation we're facing? You know, I run a business and I run a restaurant. And if I tell you the price increases are unreal. When I buy filet mignon beef tenderloin uncleaned for $22 a pound, please tell me how much am I supposed to sell it? How am I supposed to absorb this cost? How can people absorb this, pay these prices? When fuel prices keep going higher and higher, even here in Florida, okay, I don't have to do a big commute, but imagine if you really have to commute to work.
Right.
Or transportation costs for all the goods and services that we're getting. So wouldn't you make this, since we are coming out of COVID, since we are coming out of a whole year of lockdowns, wouldn't you make this as smooth as possible? Why would you stop the Keystone pipeline?
Right.
And allow the Russians to build a pipeline into Germany? Why would you want this country not to be independent, energy independent like it was? And then if there is a real crisis with COVID, there's no doubt about that, why would you keep your borders open? Why would you keep the southern border open? I mean, I just need it. You don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat to answer these questions. All you have to think is like this, none of this makes sense. I'm surprised he still enjoys a 50% approval rating, or maybe even this.
That's just amazes me.
Yes, because you don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat. You have to understand that we need security. Now, the southern border open like this, having more than 2 million people or close to 2 million people come in without control in the middle of this.
And not testing them for COVID.
And not only that, you don't even know where they're coming from. If they're terrorists, if they're not terrorists, you don't really know. Leaving that border wide open shows me that you don't have our best interest in mind.
Exactly.
Even if you voted for Biden, you must be questioning this. There's no way you're not questioning this. You question the Keystone Pipeline, you question the border security, then you question the defunding the police movement, which they support wholeheartedly. They even blame the Republicans. It's not about being a Republican or a Democrat at this point. It's about being an American. Why would you want to jeopardize people's security? Why would you want so many killings? Why? Guns by themselves, trust me, they don't kill anybody. Yes. It's criminals that pull the trigger that kill the people. Am I right or wrong? You know, it's people have common sense. And this administration, even if you wanted to follow them, even if you wanted to cheer them on, they have not earned our respect or our trust. They haven't done anything. They want to raise our taxes. Why would you want to raise people's taxes?
I don't understand what they're hiding. I'm talking about major hiding in all these states, Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania. You know, look how their state Senate, they want to do an audit. In Michigan, they've already got it paid for. There's not going to be any gut. They're not asking you for one dime. It's already funded already. Why would you want to stop that, even if there's an inkling of fraud, just to find out? Because, listen, when people go to vote, you want to make sure your vote's counted.
You're absolutely right. You've got nothing to hide. Why would you oppose an audit? I want to ask you something.
You're in the restaurant business. I heard something the other day that really was scary about a food shortage. And I was told that there's truckers that are being paid to not deliver food and farmers that are paid not to grow. Have you heard anything about a possible food shortage coming up in the next couple weeks? I think we lost Sophia. We did. Somebody is watching the show. I hope it's not our government, but Sophia is in the restaurant business, and it is crazy. The news is coming out about food, and I have friends of mine that are telling me that we should start stocking up on food. Now, I'm not trying to scare anybody. Anything that you hear on the show, you want to go and educate yourself. But that's a little scary. Are you back with us?
Sorry, Mike.
Okay.
Yes.
So have you heard anything about a food shortage in the next couple weeks?
They keep saying in the news that, you know, the shelves are empty, and there is a little bit of a food shortage, to be honest with you. There's a lot of problems with the transportation. I know imported stuff is short, like there's a shortage of water coming from Europe. We have a shortage with shrimp coming from Nigeria. There are sporadic shortages here and there, which was to be anticipated with the breakdown of transportation and demand and anything else, and inventory is being low. Then again, the cost of transportation have gone up tremendously.
Oh yeah.
You know, there is a problem with containers being stuck at the port and not being open. There's a lot of games back and forth everywhere, to be honest with you. I mean, there's, you know, the 30 people from 32 different countries cannot enter this country. I mean, you see the border wide open, you see thousands of people entering the country every day. But if you're vaccinated and you have a negative COVID test and you have a passport and you have a real visa, you cannot enter this country illegally. So people from Canada are not allowed to enter this country. They even have homes here. People from Europe are not allowed to come in. So small hotels, cruise ships, Disney World, and everybody else is suffering. Because we're here in Florida, we're waiting for the tourists to come from Europe. So European tourists are not allowed to come in. Believe it or not, my parents were supposed to come in and they couldn't come in. They stopped them at the airport with negative tests, with already fully vaccinated. So these are the things that don't add up. Schools have been closed, as we know, in many, many states. And now they're saying that if the kids should be wearing masks everywhere. They don't have numbers. With all this the funding the CDC is getting, they don't have studies done. They don't have numbers of how many children got sick, how many children died, how many people are having the Delta variant. They don't have real numbers. And that is really sad, to be honest with you. It shows inefficiency. Now, you saw the hacking of so many different corporations. And we hear that a lot of American businesses are being blackmailed by hackers, either from China or from Russia. And we hear about all this social spending, but we don't hear anything about securing our internet, securing our corporations, securing our supply lines. They don't worry about that. So all of this raises a billion questions, and it really grows a lot of mistrust to the government. And that's not good for any one of us, because we still have a crisis to face and we're still coming out of a pandemic. So this is not the right way to manage this situation. It shows a very weak administration altogether, not to mention his public speeches that leave a lot to be desired, right?
Great. Hey, Sophia, there's a guy who I really trust. His name is Simon Parks. He's kind of like Patrick Byrne. He just said that Australia and New Zealand are set to lose their Commonwealth status and they're going to fall under the control of the United States. Have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't heard anything. I saw that yesterday in Australia, they passed very strict rules about assembling even on the beaches, which is absurd because people outside are not in danger. So this COVID-19, let me tell you, even if it escaped by accident from a lab, it gave a lot of people a lot of ideas on how to bring the whole world down to its knees. And it's sad what goes on, and it's sad what continues to go on. And it's sad that people don't understand the real threat of the Chinese government here. And that this administration has not really proven that it's for America first. Because... Yeah. I mean, this is really sad. This is a blueprint how to bring this country down. And let me tell you, it does not affect only us that we live in this country. It affects the rest of the world. It affects the lives of every oppressed person, of everybody who wants to be free. We are the dream of every person in the whole world. People want, we are the American dream. They want to come in this country and live the American dream. They want full freedom. And we're seeing our freedom being compromised in a million different ways. And our lawmakers not obeying the laws, not observing the laws, breaking the laws in many occasions. And that is sad.
Yes, it is. I tell you, it's sad what's going on in D.C. and the jails there. I mean, listen, what they did broke into the was wrong. But not every single one of them broke into the Capitol. And I just saw yesterday another one of the officers committed suicide. The fourth officer.
Yes. Can you believe fourth officer commits suicide? Last time I heard that, didn't think officers commit suicide just like that.
No, very strange.
Very, very strange.
Well, we only have about a minute left. We weren't even going to have a show today, but we came through. You know, a lot of people don't know that we don't get paid to do this show. There aren't talent fees, and we really really need your help. If you would like for us to continue with the show, please. It's easy to give out the phone number, 954-336-3767, and we'll tell you how you could donate $5, $10, $15. But thanks to Sophia, we've been fortunate enough to have the show on for a little over a year, but it just gets tough just funding it yourself. So if you want the show to continue on, again, please call 954-336-3767, and hopefully we see you next week. Sophia, you look wonderful today, as always.
Thank you.
And it's always so much fun doing the show with you. You know, listen, God will protect us.
Yeah, please pray for our country, because I think we do need it badly at this point.
Yes.
And please, all of you, stay healthy.
And prayer does work.
Yes.
Okay, maybe we'll see you next weekend. Everybody have a wonderful week. See you soon.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Steve O and Sophia Radio Show, the conservative talk show that brings you the truth. Join Steve O and Sophia every Tuesday at 10 a.m. for more national and local interviews. You, me, and I gladly stand.